Blog Talk Radio.
These smaller guys, Klay Thompson, a lot of these
funny. He's great. He loves the guys, not as big. He, you know, like Gordon, you know, and Paul, the guys from other teams. I don't know if I can play them. Could LeBron be better than Jordan? Now, if he pull this shit off, and they do, you know, win this thing right here, man, I'm probably gonna have to say that, man. You know, I'm with the argument, and it's something else you can put on the belt for all of LeBron James lovers and shit like that. That's really something else y'all can put on the belt and pull that shit off. But either way, once again, once the loop finale to Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Phenomenal show, guys. It was an amazing series it's been to. You know, both went to 7 games, man. We had, like, you know, 2 full weeks of just straight NBA action. You got to love it, fam. But how y'all doing tonight, man? Talk to me now that we ain't seen each other in a minute. You know, this starting to feel like might just go ahead and just lock Mondays down. You know, along for the evening going. As y'all know, you know, again, I followed up on social media, on Facebook and Twitter at the Van Verdict. You know, 4 show times. Once you, you know, you hooked in that many of them links on those social media platforms, that's going to bring you right over here. You know what I mean? To the live broadcast. And also, you can always jump into that, into the catalog, man. We 51 episodes in. Well, this make episode 51. So, you know, trying to do a little bit, fam. So, y'all, just talk a little bit. Platform so we can, you know, just us, you know, voice our opinions. And, you know what I mean? Be heard. You know, it's a lot of platforms out there, but ain't nothing but truth and transparency coming for this. You know what I mean? But we got a little something to get into tonight. Now, I know, like I said, y'all know I decided to cut out the whole news topic and all of that. So that's something that it's some, you know, major breaking things like that I shed on. But it be too much, man. People be sending me so many stories, so many news stories that I want, you know, get them in and get them all. And I don't think it's fair. So it's right now, I need to figure out a way to get it. So you know what I probably just started doing? To hear everybody, I might, you know, as y'all see news clips and things to put out, I might just go ahead and throw them on the Van Verde YouTube channel. So y'all can check the Van Verde, you follow the Van Verde YouTube page and you can stay connected. And you can get to see us, especially on the topic that I long to cover your topic, you know, with podcast. You know, of course, then, you always have options, you know, the trick, you know, I guarantee all of them, I can put them up. There's no problem to do that. So that'll wash our hands on that, right? What else y'all been asking on there? Responding to those, blah, blah, blah. Make sure y'all checking out Trap the Series, you know, episode 201 through 204 right now. You can follow at Trap the Series on Instagram or on Facebook, and hit the link there, and straight take you straight to a Trap Series YouTube, so you can see those episodes out. And make sure you hit subscribe, hit that notification bell, so you can stay updated on every time a new episode drops or anything coming on. My brother Henry Davis, creator of Trap, but actually drops some new information on the people, man. He working on a new project film called Infidelity that he's actually working on. So y'all know how awesome old Trap was, so we know this one's gonna be phenomenal. That's what that's so yeah, salute to the Henry Davis. Y'all make sure y'all go series, check those out. Stay tuned with that before the live movement. It is. T-Chef, A.T. It was the freshest quality of produce. It provided by the exquisite activity master chef, CEO Brian, my own girl Chelsea. So make sure y'all follow her at P-Chef as well. You did. So without further ado, take a little small intermission. We're going to get right into our topic for the evening, family. You feel me? Hang with the guy. Let's take a fun day. Okay, cool, fam. So did this, right? Today's topic, right? So I was once I was going through, y'all know my process of coming up with, we know what we're doing for the show. It's not complex at all. Just pretty much, you know, being a writer, you know, this show actually inspires a lot of the scripts and, you know, storyline and plots behind things that I come up with, you know, for, you know, series or movies or whatever I'm working on at the time. So, and it mainly be how this podcast helps is having conversations with people. So I question things a lot. I ask people a lot of questions. And just to get, you know, information and insight and, you know, find out experiences, you know, different walks of life on things. So, and I know people have different experiences and different views, and a lot of things play factors on how we deal with certain issues. Certain things like your upbringing, you know, your family values, things of that nature. Even things can be circumstantial sometimes, like, you know, money or, you know, have the lack of money for that matter can influence, you know, what you would do and things of that nature. So getting to know yourself is always a big thing. And when you're talking about relationships, I feel like it's important to know yourself and to know something about the opposite sex. You know, something about, you know, what exactly you get yourself into. You know, you should, I think there are important things women should understand about men. And there, of course, there are things men should understand about women, if at all possible. That's a never-ending battle, fellas. And y'all know we've been battling that out of the 51 shows that we done did, maybe at least half of those, trying to tackle that particular thing. But so my question was to my ladies, what are a few questions for men that you would like answered? I mean, surely you couldn't think you have this untamed species all figured out. Oh, but don't worry. Divine Verdict is here to help. Call me Dr. Black tonight, fam. So what I did on the Vain Verdict, on the Facebook page at the Vain Verdict, go follow, as well as on the Instagram at the Vain Verdict, go follow. When I released the flyer, you know, asking this question in promotion of the show tonight, one of the things I asked, you know, is that was I told all of them women, if you have questions, you know, to DM or comment below the flyer, or even email your questions to DivaneVerdict@gmail.com. And I got a few questions in, man. I got quite a few questions. And so what I decided to do, I just selected questions at random without really screening them or anything. I just selected questions at random, and I'm going to attempt to help you ladies out. I know I'm going to help you ladies out. Dr. Black is not in session, ladies. Let's see. And I'm not going to, you know, for the sake of, you know, privacy and all of this and that, new privacy, I'm not going to call any of the ladies' names out, you know, because that'll be untasteful, wouldn't it? But I will call out where you're from. So this first question is from a young lady out of Chicago. And her question is, why do men assume they won't like a movie if it's a female with the lead role? Well, Miss Caller out of Chicago, because that automatically makes it a chick flick. And, you know what I mean? Because that's pretty much what it is. We don't necessarily go for chick flicks. Guys, like, you know, we had to be in touch with our masculinity, our aggression, those other things, you know, that simply, naturally, I should say, entertains us. So we see a woman, we be entertained by action and, you know, obviously sporting and things of that nature. So if it's a woman in that place, we want to take it serious because that's not our actual depiction masculinity that we're entertained by. You know, I mean, that's my interpretation of why that is, and that's exactly what I feel. I mean, because think about it, all of your movie, they pretty well, how many action movies start with that? I mean, but you can count them. It's not very many. You know what I'm saying? That pretty much suck anyway. Like, just keeping it real. All the action, even any action movie that starred a woman, what was the best one? That starred a woman. I'll wait. None. I can't think of one with fucking G.I. Jane. With G.I. Jane or something, or what? What it was? Wait, okay. Yeah, what? How about Assault, Angelina Jolie? It was all right compared to that, though. I mean, I give you it was a good movie, but what we comparing it to? Compare to what? Give it. We want to compare it to some old shit. How about let's compare it to Die Hard, 1, 2, or 3? No fucking way. And that shit old as hell. So which other one we got? A woman starring. I'm just talking about action. We can go to another category. How about drama? Starring? Now, I can say, you know, I can say that, well, not necessarily, and I can say this, sometimes the majority of time for us depend on the woman. But the woman usually is a symbol of sexism, like Halle Berry or something like that. Because she can drop a movie, and you know, you don't know what it is, but you know it's probably going to be good because she don't do bullshit work. And I can say the same thing about Viola, which I can't really think of what movie she had the starring role in. How she, you know, really done co-star stuff, but the female lead, I give her that. Because she don't really take bullshit roles. at all. So I think it more so depends on the woman, but I think 80%, that's how they've been feeding us the shit, man. It just come out as bullshit. It come out like, you know what I mean? It be like chick flicks and all of that. So that's what I think. Caller from, I mean, question from my young lady from Chicago. All right. Moving along. Dr. Black is in session. This is coming from a young lady out of Atlanta, Georgia, here in the city. Salute, fam. Get it? Yeah. Why can't women be just as much as hoe with the, wait a minute. Why can't women be just as much as, I'm assuming you mean just as much as a hoe without being judged? Here's the thing, brother. Don't think it's no different. And I think that's the way this world, we've normalized evil behavior. We've normalized indecency on any part. In my opinion, you know, if you ask Dr. Black, I think we all possess that sickness, and it's been going on for generations of time. Nobody being all promiscuous and sleeping around and fucking everybody, whether male or female, is a good thing. So I don't want you to mistake that. I think that's something, that's a sickness that the world has amongst so many other things, that we're misusing the gift of sex, the privilege of sex. So that's all it is. The gift of God. Sex is a gift of God. It's an act of pleasure to share with your mate, with the ability to reproduce life. So you can do it. But it just doesn't matter. You won't be loved by the world. Men that do that are praised. It's some crazy shit. And I think because the truth is probably embedded deep down in everybody, in any religion and into the secular sector of the world, that women are more sacred than men. You know, that's why I think women are more so frowned upon when she's giving of herself so freely. Because, you know, women can be, you know, frowned upon because they're held on a higher pedestal, even though they're not really treated as such. You know, it's a real conflicted thing that can take us a whole other direction in that, with that topic, but I don't think, and I hope it's not something you're striving to do or be. You know, and anybody with that mentality, sister, I think you should probably distance yourself. And always know and have that knowledge of self, because any true man of, and I'm not even just going to say man of God, even just a man of decency, wouldn't be putting himself out there like that. And that's vice versa for the women, that is solely aware of the world, that is normalized that indecency, love. So that's that one. Dr. Black is in the house, fam. Next question is coming out of Rochester, New York. It said, why are women called tease who don't fuck after 3 days, but a slut if she fuck after one? Y'all questions are serious tonight. See, that's the again, that, you know, like I was just saying, you know, staying into the last question. I think that's feeding into the cardinal mind. you know, again, that bestiality of the man. Because any man that would call you a teaser for not fucking after 3 days, he's the same man that would call you a slut after 1 day. I won't even call that man a man. I'm going to say nigga and bring it down to those terms. Because a nigga ain't nothing but an unlearned person. Well, in the sense of the word we use, that nigga is an unlearned creature. You know, that is disconnected from the father to it. You know what I mean? Because keeping it real, you know, 3 days. Why would you want that fast? I like to prep my meals. You know what I mean? That's just the marinade stage. Shit, you gonna defrost. 3 days. So, so I think that kind of go, you know, the same, you know, response I would give with the last. I just think that's immaturity in the guy's part. You know, him chasing that carnal mind, thinking with that and not, you know, living up to what he's called for. And not seeing woman with what he's called for. Because you really want to take your time and get to know a woman. You know what I mean? Take your time and get to know her. With that one, right? All right, let me move a little faster than we did. Because I want to try to get to a few of them. I'm going to try to knock a few of them out and stay with my time, too. And I don't really have long. I got like 20 minutes. All right. Our next question coming from, oh, salute, fam. Oh, see, okay, from a young lady from the UK checking in. Peace of light to everybody in the UK. London, you guys been checking with us over there. Especially, like I said, obviously, 10% of our listening audience is by way of Norway. So, again, salute to everybody, right? But our next question out of a young lady out of the UK, she said, and I'm going to try to attempt, I'm assuming she's using a British accent. And she said, why do some guys like to send dick pics? You know what? I'm starting to think all of y'all might be in the same recruit as asking these questions, because, again, ladies, it brings me back to one question. You guys want to date. These guys just want to fuck, man. That's all it is. It's the call on that BC in mind. Because I'm thinking, I'm a senior DP, you're just going to be such amazed. You're going to be such amazed by my dick as I am. You know what I'm saying? And that you're going to want to jump all over it and shit. And there it go. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's a fascination. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure a lot of these guys had this shit, you know, caught up in the matrix a lot. Anderson went up, but especially you say, you know, unwanted. Right, if you with your mate or whatever, that's how y'all play, that's fine. But the unwanted shit, that's a creep. Report his ass, bro. Report that motherfucker, because he'll do some shit like that. He'll probably do some unwanted shit to you. Feel what I'm saying? So I say be cautious of motherfuckers like that. Real cautious of that. Some weird shit out here. Okay. Our next question is coming from a young lady from, also here in the A as well. Yeah. Today, why do men hide their emotions? Let me be honest with you, love. Y'all probably ain't gonna like this, but I gotta keep it real with you, because I don't want y'all to be lost out here. I want you to succeed and thrust and thrive in life. It ain't that men hide their emotions, sweetie. A man probably just don't have no emotions for you. Now, I know that's sting. That's why I had to let that pause. Ain't that like a dramatic pause, man? Salute to my guy, see the God, right? But men don't. I don't think men have a problem hiding their emotions. Their problem is expressing their emotions properly. And see, I know what I just said to you. You know, but that don't contradict that statement. See what I'm saying? Because if a guy want to let you know, you know what I mean, he loves you, he going to figure out a way to do that. He'll soften up and do that. He probably just ain't into you in the manner you would like him to be. You know what I'm saying? Take time, I suggest your best bet. Now, I'm going to give you a secret. I'll tell you a secret, though, on how to test the strength of that man's emotions for you. Back off of him. You know what I mean? You let him be for a minute. You know, start ignoring his calls. Don't pull up over there. Don't go see it. Don't fucking just. And don't be. You know what I mean? Don't make yourself just occupied. Just don't make. Don't put up much of an effort to get to him and fuck with him. You'll see what those emotions are. And then when you get him, no indication that, you know what I mean? Like, you know, don't get with him, go with him, and then don't give him none or whatever like that. Don't act funny with it. You feel what I'm saying? But I'm saying don't put up a lot of effort to give him any time. Trust me, that man's true emotion will reveal itself. Because if he goes to chasing you, he's really into you. Then he gonna start himself opening up. Because then you can start throwing it like, well, you know, you just don't seem like that emotional. So I wasn't just trying to get emotionally attacked. I'm just trying to let you do you. And then I guess I just chill and we'll just see what happens. Because see, without saying, I'm going to do me, don't never finish the statement. You know what I mean? Because you want to leave this thing out there. You want to leave the thought of you doing it. As in implying you're going to find that emotion that affects somebody else. And trust me, he ain't going to be able to take that shit. And if he loves you, he's going to start showing you that emotion. The same, he going to want to take you out to dinner or cook for you or breakfast or lunch or something the next day. That's a little tip for the trade. Dr. Black is in the motherfucking house. Okay. Our next question. Coming. Hey, yo, y'all can feel free to call in if y'all got questions too. But I got a lot of them on here, though. I try to get, you know, a caller in too, and I promise these young ladies that I would read and address their questions, you know, here on the show. But if y'all want to hurry up and call in and get you a question or something, I can try to freelance my 646-716-8126. Again, that's 646-716-8126. But the next question comes from young lady here in the States, from Sacramento, California. And her question is, why don't men like public affection? Because you gotta, you know what I'm saying, like, with affection, the same feeling you get when your man touches, caresses you and shit, and kisses on you, he get the same fucking feeling when you do it to him. But when y'all out in public, right, that man has an image that he has to uphold. He is a man, he's masculine, he's the ruler of his destiny, he's trying to walk with his head high. But if you got this nigga tingling and shit and all, you know, blessing up and shit, that ain't the move. That ain't the move at all. Now, I'm saying, obviously, I'm speaking kind of passionately because I know I'm not really one for public affection in that matter. You know what I mean? And really, for those reasons. I guess, you know what I mean? Of course, but hey, you want to kiss, fine, I kiss you and shit, but that's kind of far as it goes. I got to be real, unless she don't, I'm like a whole hand, none of that shit. I guess we probably be having sheen with it either. But I think that's what it is, ladies. I don't think guys can really see it in that manner. But I pretty much think that's what it is. Like, you know, you give me that soft, caressing feeling too. You make me feel like a baby because you're so nurturing and shit, right? if we do it all in public, you got my guard down then. I got to be strong. I got to be ready to tackle this goddamn world if need be. You feel me? Yeah, man. That's what black is in the house. All right. My next question comes from a young lady from Philly. Meek Mill, home. Fuck that Free Meek shit. Oh, yeah, you would ask something like, she's, why do men like to grow beards? Well, since you're from Philly, madam, one of the large, the home of, what, one of the largest population Orthodox Muslims in the United States, at least, I can see that, you know, for one reason. One of the main reasons, you know, for religious aspects. You know, guys like, guys grow the beards. You know, that's a man's extensions. You know, that's your extensions, your connection to the universe. You know, just as the plants grow, trees grow, and the grass grows in accordance to time and their exposure to the sunlight. Just as a man's beard and his hair does. So that's a man's extension. Other guys do it because they, you know, I feel like it looks good on them. You know what I'm saying? Things of that nature. You know? That's pretty much it, man. I think guys, different guys, you know, grow up for different reasons. You know, some guys grow up because they had a face all their life. They could never grow no hair. So they say, fuck it, you know what? I'm going to let my hair grow. But I would like to think nowadays, for the most part, you know, it's just strictly religious aspect on why a lot of, you know, guys like to grow beards. Yeah. Right. Dr. Black is in the building, sir. Our next question comes from a young lady. You have a weird name, so I'm still going to assume you're a young lady. Actually, out of Norway, Sweden. You type very well to be from Norway, Sweden, I must say. Well, you talk English very well. That was an immature statement of me, because you could be American. Because it's not my English. Might have a translator type shit, though. But our question is, why do guys ghost instead of ending it? Why do guys, I'm assuming you mean, why do guys get ghost instead of ending? Oh, okay, I understand. She means, like, to explain what ghost means, she means, like, if you start to deal with somebody, and, you know, y'all go out on a few days, spend a little time with each other, and all of a sudden after, you know, a couple of dates or whatever, you just stop calling. You just, like, you vanish. You know, stop responding to her messages, maybe, you know, unfollow her or some shit, and, you know, without really saying anything. I can say I truly believe that's a weak cowardice. That's a weak cow move. But guys, I think a lot of guys do that in to their defense. Would probably be to say that you maybe they don't want to hurt your feelings. You know what I mean? That maybe they don't want to. Maybe they don't want to just, you know, give off the impression, you know what I mean, that they just really bad guys, or maybe they saw something in you. You know what I mean? That they just wasn't, you know, really appealing to them anymore. So instead of even going through the heartache or the cursing, just like, you know what I mean, just fade away. Maybe you'll get the picture instead of having to say it. You know what? So that's probably not even really a jerk move, to be honest. Sometimes it's better to just leave shit unsaid. Because sometimes what's understood ain't even gotta be said. I'm a firm believer of that. I believe in that like a motherfucker. Cause I've done that too. I've done that before. I've done that quite a few times actually. And women do that shit all the time. Maybe on a daily. But I can say I've done that quite a few times before. Where it just and then you know sometimes it's that, you know, you just not into somebody or whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah, you just not feeling them. And you know, ain't no pressure with it. And you really don't feel like you may owe them an explanation on why. I mean, they just was what it was. Or is what it is, so to speak. Yeah. But it's that, so. Well, I think that's what the reason is. You know, just to, without, to let you down without actually doing it. You know what I mean? Or it might even go back to that corner mindset again, where guys might be thinking with a dick if he fucking them up, or maybe you did fuck them too fast, and maybe your boss is just trash. But that's a possibility. I'm probably gonna get those guys bad boss and bad head game. He out of there, no question. Our next caller, not caller, our next question is coming from, oh, here in the city again. I'm probably going to wrap you up with our last question. She say, why do guys love bragging on their money? That's an easy question. Because you fucking women ain't fucking nobody unless he got some. Cause that's what I feel. The more I brag, the more you'll want to fuck me. It's a dumbass method of thinking on both parts, but that dumb shit go together. You see what I'm saying? If a woman is enticed by money, she's highly enticed, and that turns her on. You know what I mean? Why wouldn't he brag and shit that he got a lot of it? He got this and that. You know, surely he ain't doing it for the guys. Because the guys shouldn't even give a fuck. Because I know I would damn sure wouldn't. Or don't for that matter. But, you know, that's the thing, though. That goes on a lot. You know what I mean? But it's some immature shit. And 9 times out of 10, what you gotta go to, motherfuckers that brag on their money really ain't got shit. You know what I mean? I've been always saying, if you can count your money, and you can count your money, you ain't got enough. So you got that money phone on, start text, start sending that shit digitally. Your family. That makes sense. So dead bitch, right? Taylor in or Michigan to pay for this shit, right? To let y'all know who paid for this shit, right? We gonna be back in for closing arguments. Yeah, I know that.
The Vain Verdict Podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
The Vain Verdict Podcast.
This episode is being brought to you by
Chris New, multimedia.media.com.
Need logos, fly designs, brochure designs, editing, graphics, software done, anything to get your brand and your business, get your marketing strategies off the ground. I suggest you go no further, family, than Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Again, that's Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. If everything starts with a vision, family, better get your ass over there. You know what I'm talking about. Peace. And I like how you do it. See, I didn't even know the difference between the vinyl and the sublimation. As far as like the print, the good quality, the clarity that it would come out, as opposed to printing on cotton-based shirts or anything that's different like polyester. So I just noticed that the sublimation or the vinyl is easier to print and it holds better on a higher polyester blend as opposed to a cotton. And I couldn't do that going forward. And my brother Daoud of Atlanta Custom Apparel specializes in vinyl custom printing. Anything you need done to that matter, y'all go see my brother Daoud at Atlanta Custom Apparel. You can actually hit him up, get some pre-orders in at 678-598-7338. But right now he's located at Green Broad Discount Mall. Y'all stay tuned. Again, my brother Daoud, Atlanta Custom Apparel. Y'all get good. Cold dripping. Long live everything. You come out of a brand, a line that's really pushing the status quo. You see the creativity, man, that the artistry, man, the color coordination that these guys are putting out, man, it's really unmatched. I've seen nothing else like it. And the 2018 launch is this new season of streetwear and apparel. Even custom one, everybody over there, man. Y'all go ahead and get with them guys. Cold drinking, long live everything.
Money clothing.
I mean, when you go to talking about making a statement, you know, that raw, that real, authentic energy that you get from the streets that we all know about. You know what I mean? That can only come, that's where Point Me to the Money, the brand represents. That authentication, you know what I'm saying? No fuck shit in between. You know what I mean? Get your orders in right now, family. You can email the official pm2m@gmail.com. That's the official Point Me to the Money @gmail.com. Artful Black Creation. The Black Obsidian. Self-control, one's truth. Releases negative energies, protection, purification, practicality, transformation, and growth. Those are just a few of the components of the stone called the Black Obsidian that my brother Artie McFly of Artful Black Creations made for me. And that's the type of thing I like when I'm, especially, you know, with people, a lot of people do design custom jewelry, man, but my brother does it another life. It's all, you know, curious, you know, stone. It's all elements that mean something. You know, you take your quality and make pieces that fit your quality and your traits and, you know, what you're trying to hold up. So y'all go up and make sure y'all go holler at my guy, man. You can actually put orders in at www.xcbtsy.com/shop/artfulblesscreations. That's ArtfulBlessCreations. Again, www.xcbtsy.com/shop/artfulblesscreations. Y'all get up, my people, man. Lucy Expressing Charity in your supermarket. You know, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad said, eat the good and fruitful things come out of the earth, and follow not the way of the devil. I'm probably paraphrasing, I'm sure. That said, family, you know, one place I like to especially get my eat on nowadays is all the bad food devil that you get. This season is fresh and catering. Open Monday through Thursday from 11 to 8, Friday to 7, and Saturday 12 to 10. Sunday is noon to 5, right? It's located at 890 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. And fellas, y'all know what I'm talking about. These ladies in there making it happen. Using that old school, like the old school get cooking like the big mama them used to make. That's what's going on in there. It's coming from the fresh fruits and veggies in your supermarket right in the street of 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, 30314. Man, y'all get out of that desert, man. Come get you some good growth, especially anybody in the city. Look.
BlogTalkRadio.com/Vanguard. Follow us on all social media platforms to stay in tune with all upcoming episodes.
Facebook at the Vain Verdict, Twitter at the Vain Verdict, Instagram the_Vain_Verdict, Google Plus at the Vain Verdict, Skype Vain Verdict. For all sponsorship inquiries and all show ideas, you can email us at thevainverdict@gmail.com. Again, thevainverdict@gmail.com. All love and support is greatly appreciated. GoFundMe.com/thevainverdictpodcast or PayPal me at thevainverdict. Peace and life, family.
The ending is everything. Playing all the way to it. Taking into account all the possible consequences, obstacles, and twists of fortune that might reverse your hard work and give the glory to others. By planning to the end, you will not be overwhelmed by circumstances and you will know when to stop. Gently guide fortune and help determine the future by thinking far ahead. Plan all the way to the end, family. Law number 29.
The Vain Verdict Podcast. You know, they say, the truth is a hard pill to swallow. Bullshit, we say, hold your nose and tilt your head back. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, everywhere at The Vain Verdict. GoFundMe.com/the-vain-verdict. Thank you for all the love and support.
You can't handle the truth.